activity of growing food crops and keeping animals for commercial purposes may be such a lucrative venture if harnessed properly. However, the reality for South Sudan is that most of these farmers are doing it at a small scale due to various factors, among which may include stiff competition from imported goods and also security purposes. Now, yesterday, various small-scale farmers convened at a fruits and vegetable fair, which was aimed at promoting the marketing of locally produced fruits and vegetables. Now, joining us right about now to have a conversation on this is Kwarwel Kwai, here with us in the studio. Good morning, sir. I hope you pronounce your name correctly. Welcome to the Mirror Breakfast Show.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Yeah, you have correctly called my name.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, so just briefly describe for us yesterday's event. What was it all about?
Yeah, thank you. Yesterday, South Sudan Ministry of Trade and Embassy of the European Union. Together with the Ministry of Trade, organize a trade fair focusing on fruits and vegetables that are produced here in South Sudan, specifically here in Central Equatoria. Mm-hmm. And the aim of having that fair organized at EU, this was the second event, because the first event was done last year. Mm-hmm. So the theme is to buy from South Sudan from what was produced here in South Sudan. Mm-hmm. So to begin with, let's say South Sudan, it's a land that is blessed, is abundant of water land, and in most cases we see that people are importing fruits and vegetables if you go around here in Juba. Yet we have all what I have just mentioned, the resources to produce fruits and vegetables. Mm-hmm. So when we organized the first event, it was specifically targeting the whole public, and the yesterday one was specifically targeting the diplomatic community, embassies, government institution, private sector, so that all the diplomatic community, NGOs, international, local, should be able to know what is being produced here in South Sudan. Mm-hmm. The event was sponsored by International Trade Center, which is a subsidiary, a part of the United Nations and World Trade Organization.
Okay.
Under a project called Jobs Creation and Trade Development, funded by EU, mm-hmm. being implemented by the Ministry of Trade and other government ministries.
Great. And what will you say about the fruits themselves and the vegetables that were produced in South Sudan? What is their quality and what are these fruits and vegetables?
Yes. Now, number one, we have all different types of fruits and vegetables being produced in Rajab, mm-hmm. Gondogro, Jebel Lado, locally, which is in mostly known as Ru Junction, mm-hmm. and even Jubanabari here. So you have all sort of different type of fruits, papaya, mango, and all including tomatoes and everything that people you see a lot in Konyokonyo and other markets here in Juba. Mm-hmm. Question is about the quality. The next question is, this project, specifically like myself, I'm actually leading here as a national consultant on quality and sanitary and phytosanitary mm-hmm. measures in this food. The project actually took it serious that, number one, you have to produce. So our farmers have been encouraged to produce. For them to produce, what they need to produce has to be of quality. Mm-hmm. Because, and not only that, the quality, but quality is different from safety. So they also have to be safe for human consumption. So with that, what all these food that you were able to see yesterday were produced by South Sudanese farmers that were trained mm-hmm. on different production capacities, and after the training on the production itself, then they were also trained on how to ensure that the quality management system to ensure that what they produce is fit for human consumption, and not only safe, but it's also of good quality to whoever going to take it. As you know, that mm-hmm. Eating fruits and vegetables is a healthy advice that everyone has.
Absolutely.
So that is the main focus. And mm-hmm. yesterday too, as I mentioned, the quality aspect of it, mm-hmm. it is only not only one that you produce, and what you produce has to be of good quality. And if it is of good quality and safe, therefore you have to be able to get money from it. So the market linkages was one of the major objectives also to see that you can buy here.
Great. And the rest of the world, when you go, of course, to, let me say, the first world countries, most of them are leaning now towards genetically modified organism, which is the GMOs. I want to believe ours are still organic fruits.
Yes, that is what is going on now currently in the rest of the world. But what we're producing here in South Sudan, this is organic. Even if it reached to the extent that our farmers are not even using large quantities of fertilizers or even pesticides. So before we even talk about the
GMOs,
here, mm-hmm. we have to start from
fertilizers.
From fertilizers and then pesticides to ensure what we are eating also does not also have diseases that would also be, mm-hmm. be carried from plants to human.
Great.
So that question of GMOs is still not yet up to this point.
It's not up for discussion.
Correct.
Okay, let's talk about, you know, as you did mention, South Sudan, we have a lot of virgin lands here, a lot of places that actually human beings have not yet even occupied from creation because of the wars and all that. How do we utilize this to ensure that South Sudan becomes the food basket of, you know, Africa, even the world?
Okay, I think as you in your question, I think the first thing that you mentioned was the issue of security,
mm-hmm.
and I think if you go around in Juba now, where we don't have the major issues to do with security, you will find that people are now producing, and let me say this project, which is actually being implemented here, is also being implemented in Western Equatoria. So one of the things that, as you mentioned, is that you can produce in different part of the country, but the question will be for you to get the market for your product.
Mm-hmm.
So the main important thing now you have seen, and I have to say that we have to also thank the government of South Sudan for putting infrastructure that if you are producing in different part of the world, you should be able to, in different part of the country,
mm-hmm.
You should be able to transport your product, let's say from Yambio, or Andara to Juba, and then that will. So why should you be bringing things from Kampala if you can also bring them from Western Equatoria to Juba?
Mm.
So with this construction and infrastructure development, especially the road, you would be able to see that while we are also implementing peace, and there is also peace now in different part of the country, you would be able to see massive production. And that massive production, what we need to do is now to ensure that we tap into the resources that we have. One of them is the land and the water that we have.
Mm-hmm. And will you say yesterday's event was a success? Have you achieved your target of what the event was trying to showcase?
Definitely. All the exhibitors, in this case the producers, the processors and the farmers, were able to showcase their products. And although there was a heavy downpour of rain, mm-hmm. we at least have a significant number of different organizations and government institutions that have come, and we managed to also showcase, and it was a success. And with that, we are not ending. We will also be doing another exhibition in May, where we will also do it in an open environment to invite everyone, so mm-hmm. that people also be able to buy from South Sudan, fruits and vegetables.
Yes, and you are currently running a campaign called Buy from South Sudan. How has been the response so far?
For all the people, I think one of the things that you need to know is that the majority of the people now are able to see that there is a great deal of fruits and vegetables being produced locally here, and now you find that even some of the hotels begin to buy from mm-hmm. From what is being produced here locally. Yeah. So what we're trying to do here, we need to produce, and we only don't want to produce for the local consumption. We also want to ensure that what we produce also we compete in the region and we compete in the African continent as we are implementing Africa pre-continental trade.
Great. And just finally, because we're coming to the news, finally, what will be your message out there about yesterday's event and the message about South Sudan food production?
My message yesterday, we want to thank all the diplomatic community and all the participants that attended the yesterday event, number one. Number two, we want to encourage all the South Sudanese, all the citizens in this country, and all diplomatic community, everyone in South Sudan, that South Sudan is producing, and what we produce, we would want you also to consume what we produce so that we also reduce the wastage. We are not saying that do not trade with other people. We have to trade with the rest of the world. But mm-hmm. for us, you have to start buying from South Sudan to promote ourselves, create jobs. And if you create jobs, you also support the life of all the South Sudanese. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Corwell, for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time.